Do you really have to ask, Larry?
What's taking Balky so long?
Oh, he wants to pick the perfect flowers for my morning bouquet.
Call an ambulance, they're all dying!
Did he say who was dying? Balky, who's dying?
All the ants from my ant farm. Except Mitch. I've still got a pulse on Mitch. Hold on, Mitch, hold on. I'm gonna give him mouth to mouth. I gotta pinch his little nose and tilt his little head back and blow.
Be careful, don't overinflate the lungs.
Why don't you try to get his little heart going?
Okay.
Balky, he's gone. Now, what happened?
Cousin, I was in the backyard picking Marianne's morning bouquet. And I went over to my aunt farm to give them their good morning hug. And as I put them down, one by one, they started dropping like ants. I need a drink.
Well, Balky, you've had that ant farm for about 4.5 years. That's pretty much the life expectancy for ants.
Not these ants, cousin. They were happy, healthy, had everything to live for.
Well, I tell you what you do. Get a piece of bread, go outside, throw it on the ground. By noon, you'll have a whole new ant farm. Now, who wants another Pop-Tart?
I do.
Wait a minute, cousin. I just figured out what this all means. I've got the curse.
The curse? What curse?
The curse. The exterminiki curse. It brings instant death to anything I touch.
What are you talking about?
Cousin, this has plagued the Bartachomus family for generations. In 1583, an ancestor of mine, Porcos, the butcher, tried to pass off yak knuckles as pig knuckles. Well, you can imagine the brouhaha. The incensed population marched up to the great and powerful wizard of Mipos, Dave. So he put a curse on Porcos and all his descendants, which brings destruction and death to anything the cursed person touches.
Now, let me get this straight. Your family curse has returned, and anything you touch dies, which is why your aunts bought the farm.
Yes.
Larry, are you getting that Pop-Tart?
Oh, Balky, why you? Why now?
Why ask why? But I'll tell you anyway. It just kind of slipped my mind. But in his 29th year, each male member of the Bartakomus family develops a really bad case of exterminiki.
Oh, my God.
Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Stand back, Marianne. I am a walking death machine.
But you're my walking death machine.
No! Hey, calm down. Calm down. You're not a walking death machine, and you're not cursed. You're just a little upset because you watched your little buddies drop dead one by one.
I mean, that's understandable. Kirsten, I loved that ant farm. I will never forget the look on little Binky's face as he fell off his little ant tractor. And he looked up at me as if to say, "What's it all about, Balky?"
Well, Balky, I know this is a terrible loss for you, but there's got to be a logical explanation for what happened. I got it. Now, it was a very hot day yesterday. The ants probably couldn't take the heat. I should have let you air condition that ant farm when you asked. See? So I'm the one to blame, not you. You're not cursed.
Question? You really think I'm not cursed?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, in that case, never mind. I'll just go outside and get Marianne's bouquet. Listen, I don't know what you folks are doing later, but the funeral is at 2. I'd like each of you to say something.
Larry, I'm very proud of the way you handle that. You handled it well.
Well, over the years, I've learned how to handle Balky. You might want to take note of this, Marianne. See, you just listen to his silly Meposian ravings. Then you spoon-feed him logic. He says, "Thank you, Kosen." And everything is fine.
Marianne's flowers. They were fresh just a moment ago. I killed them. I have the exterminiki curse.
Stand back!
If I touch you, you die.
As usual, they showed the film and Larry fainted. We did the breathing and Larry fainted. We had a coffee break and Larry fainted.
You know, the last faint was a fake faint. I just didn't want to talk to the Bickleys. I mean, it's always our fetus this and our fetus that. How's Balky doing? Has he come out of his room yet?
Oh, his mother express-mailed the exterminiki curse remedy, and he's up there now testing it on some flowers.
Balky, how's it going up there?
Well, of course, I think it works. I haven't dazed the daisies.
Well, he probably had to drink some disgusting concoction made of pig byproducts. It'll smell like a slaughterhouse all day, but it'll be worth it.
Boy, am I lucky. I thought Mama was gonna send me the big ugly suit. All I have to do is wear this suit and our lives can get back to normal.
What's this, the business section?
Huh. Okay, Falky. Let me serve the salad.
No, of course.
Just let me serve the salad.
Please,
you made it. Let
please.
Me serve it.
No,
let
I don't.
Serve
Coach,
it. Let
please
it.
Don't
right.
do this. Listen. Listen. The only way I'm going to get adjusted back into society is with Mitch on experience.
No, I'll
Coach,
it.
Please. Oh, please.
I think we should respect Falky's feelings. We need to treat him like any normal person with the touch of death.
Parsing here, that's all. None for me, thanks. Dressing?
No, why don't we just go on to the main course, okay?
All righty. I made roast beef. I hope that's okay. It's no toad pot pie, but then again... what is?
Well, it smells delicious, Falky. Right? Oh, come on, Jennifer. If Larry were dressed like a human potholder, I'd help you.
Oh. All right, Falky. Let me serve the roast beef.
No, Coulson,
let
gonna,
me serve the roast beef.
I've got to explain
serve,
something to
you. Just let me serve
let
it. Don't fight me on this.
Do
not fight me
listen,
on this, all right?
Listen
please.
To me.
Just
don't
let me serve
this.
The roast beef.
Don't,
give me the roast beef.
Not tonight.
I was just going to point out that the pan is hot.
Sorry, question. Don't worry. I have a surprise for you. I baked bread.
Is it hot?
No.
Oh, good. Good. Bread is good. Nice, soft, safe bread.
Has this knife been sharpened?
No! No bread! No, put the knife down! Put the knife down!
I almost forgot the coffee.
No, coffee. No, put it back. Just put it back. All right, come on. Sit down. Stay.
All right.
Now, Falky, tell me, how long can we expect this curse to last?
Well, the average shelf life of a curse... somewhere in between 4 days and 47 years.
47 years?
How do we know when it's over?
Well, could it be when your friends are wearing their dinner and suffering third-degree burns?
No, that only happens when you throw a dinner party on a volcano. Of course, and you know the curse is over when you touch someone with your bare hands and they don't die. Until then, my flesh must not touch another's.
Oh, Falky, you're just like the boy in the plastic bubble. I wish we had a bubble built for two.
No!
We must not.
God, I almost kissed you to death. Marianne, you're going to have to go to your mama's house for a few days.
Well, it'll rip my heart out, but if you think it's best.
What is the matter with you? There is no curse. Are Jennifer and I the only sane ones here?
Well, actually, I thought I'd go with Marianne.
What?
Well, Larry, 9 times out of 10, strange as it may seem, Balky's Meposian myths turn out to be true. I mean, remember the time he wore that hat with the weather vane on it and he made it rain? Come on, Marianne, let's pack.
Well, great. This is just great. You've driven my wife from my home.
I'm sorry, cousin. Can I freshen your iced tea?
Yes, sure.
I could draw Dimitri with my mitts on. I was wrong.
Well, this has been quite a day. My wife has left me. My career is over. And I'm eating takeout dinner with Oven Mitt Man. Maybe I'm the one who's cursed.
Of course, you're not cursed, except maybe in the fact that you have me as a cousin. Hey, cousin, they gave me extra coleslaw. You want it?
No, I do not want your coleslaw. I do not want your coleslaw. All I want is to sit and enjoy my dinner, maybe watch a little TV. And don't even think about using the remote.
I'll trade you a Cajun wing for a southern fried thigh. Are you choking? And would you like me to take off my mitts and give you the Heimlich maneuver? I'm getting a little sick of your pathetic attempts to get me to take off my mitts. I'll tell you. You know, this chicken needs something. I'm going to see if we have any paprika. Oh, you want some too? I'll go get some from the pantry. Play along. Knock 3 times on the table if you're faking. 2 times on your head if the answer is no. Uh-oh. Watson, you're really choking. I better give you the Heimlich maneuver. Come on, stand up. Come on, get up. Get up. But cousin, I cannot take off my mitts. I hope.
My life.
Because you realize what just happened?
Yes. You almost let me die!
No, Kostin, I touched you with my bare hands and you didn't die. The curse is over. Now we are so happy, we do the dance of joy. Die, 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 die. Hey, 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 hey!
You made my favorite dessert.
Oh, cousin, I know it cannot make up for this disastrous meal, but...
Yeah, you slaved away all day in that hot suit making my favorite dessert. And all I can think of is how miserable I am. What is wrong with me? Come on, buddy. The two of us are going to sit down here together and have some cherries flambé.